Okay, so we're going to take up the riff in Chulin. It's starts in the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base in the Dapi riff. Okay, so he goes through the case in Pesachim, right? That Rav says the Basar Shchuta, that's Shomein. Right, so even though the kasher is the one that's fatty, that's really the one that's producing the reach. If you roasted it with nevela, that's kochosh, meaning it doesn't have its own reach. So we say, ozo hay mfatim le lahayach, bahadar hayach mfatim le lahay. So that's the extent of Rav's din, of recha. That the shomein will be mfatim the kochosh, and apparently it'll allow it to release its own reach. It's not like a chaticha nas in nevela question. It's not saying that the reach of the kosher is going to go into the iser and then be usher and come back out, right? That's called chaticha nas nevela. Have you heard of chaticha nas nevela? Chaticha nas nevela means that if something becomes usher, through a mixture, then you treat the whole mixture like iser itself. So, for instance, if you had a pot of meat, right? You had a meat stew, and then you have one kezias of iser falls into there, right? And let's say you only have 30 kezayim of heter, so one kezias of iser falls in. So everything is aser. There's no question about it, right? You certainly may not eat any of that meat, right? Because that's the tam of iser. But let's say that whole pot now falls into another mixture. So how many times do you need, what's your shear of shishim that you need? What shear do you need for shishim? So you could argue like this. You say, well, look, in truth, how much iser is in this pot? One kezias, right? It's true I can't eat any of it because of that one kezias. But there still is only one kezias of iser in here. Mm-hmm. So if this whole thing falls into another pot, all I should really need is another 30 kezayim of heter to be involved with the original iser. Right? That's ein chaticha nas nevela. We don't say that the 30 pieces of heter that became usher from the one piece of iser are really usher. We just say you can't eat them because there's iser in them. But when you want to be mishayer for the new heter, for the new pot, You have to figure out what is the total of the, what's the full, how much iser is in the pot. So there's not more iser in the pot because I can't eat all of them. I can't eat all of them only because of that one kezias, right? But if you say chaticha nas is nevela, then if this whole pot falls into another tarovis, you're going to need 60 times the 31. In other words, we treat the entire pot of heter that became usher like iser itself. That's called chaticha nas nevela. Is that clear, Gil? Is that clear?
Yeah.
So it means chaticha nas nevela. It means that the piece that became usher becomes like nevela itself. So now you have to be mevatel it. If you hold chaticha ein chaticha nas nevela, so it means the bitl is always against the original oser, the original cause of the iser. Right.
But that's not what we're saying here.
So I'm saying that's a big machlokas. Whether you say chaticha nas nevela or not is a big machlokas in the Rishonim.
Yeah.
Right?
But we're not even starting with that premise here.
No. So I'm saying like this. I just want to make sure you understand the case that Rav is saying. Rav is saying that the reach of the heter is going to go into the isur and then come back into the heter. Yeah. Right? So I'm saying he's not saying that the reach is going to go into the iser, become usher, and then come back out. Mm-hmm. That would be chaticha nas nevela, which not everybody holds from. He means to say that the heter is going to go into the iser and make it capable of giving off its own reach.
And then it'll make a new reach back on.
That's right. It'll actually help it produce reach of its own. You understand?
It's not an old reach.
Not the reach from, that's right. Not the reach that came in is going to come back out, because that would be opening up a whole question of chaticha nas nevela, which many Rishonim don't hold from. So you have to be able to learn the case without chaticha nas nevela. The case is simply it's going to pump it up and give it its own ability to now launch its own tam. Maybe it'll piggyback on the reach, but it'll be on the reach of the shomein. But the isser is going to be its own tam, its own reach, not the reach of the heter that became usser. Okay, right. Okay, so that's Rav, and Levi says it's all mutter, even if it was the even if the shchuta was kachosh, even if the shchuta was kachosh and the velo was shomein, it would still be mutter, right? Why? Because Rechalav Milsi. Okay. Alright, so what is the Gemara? So the Rif quotes the rest of the Gemara. That what? It says like this. Ovad Levi Uvda Bo Bey Reish Galusa Begedi V'Dover Acher. So Levi actually paskin this way. It was a case in the house of the Reish Galusa. Somebody cooked a pig, and Dover Acher means a pig, right? Pig and Shchuta in the same oven. And Levi said it's mutter. Okay. All right. And it was when you have a Maisa Rav, it means that it wasn't just like a. Sometimes you say, well, we're not really sure if he would pass him. That was just the position he was saying. Maybe he changed his mind. But once you see that he passed him that way, then that shows his how sure he was of the din. So it goes like this: Ha milsa posku bo Rav v'saki Levi v'siyuha. Lemilso may heach the garcina perka sochres apoel. Lein bastio vichovim li Yisrael shapir domi Yisrael vichovim bayom rosser of rav amutter. Okay, so the Rif says that the rabbonim, his rabbonim, is the poskim of his time that he the poskim of his time or the time before, they held like Levi. And they bring a raya from our Gemara in the Avodah Zarah that Rava said the Bastia is mutter, right? And what was the machlokas? Abaye says Recha Milsa, and Rava says Recha Lav Milsa. And what's the rule? We have a rule in Shas that wherever Abaye and Rava argue, we hold like Rava, except for six cases, right? The cave and the Hilchos are Rava. Okay. So that's the basic format of their decision. Now nobody disputes passing like Rava. That's indisputable because the Gemara tallies up all the machloks in a Rava and Abaye, and it says specifically only in these six cases do we not hold like Rava. So we definitely hold like Rava and Avodah Zarah. There's no question about that. That's immutable. Okay? But here's where the question comes. They want to say, they're saying like this. Since Rava says, why is it mutter? Because Rechalav Milsa and Rav and Levi were arguing about Recha Milsa, Rechalav Milsa. So we must hold, it must be that we hold like Levi. Because Levi is the shita of Rechalav Milsa, so he's coming down on the side of Rava. And Rav is coming down on the side of Abaye. But we know Abaye and Rava, halachas k'Rava. So Abaye equals Rav, and Levi equals Rava. So passing like Rava means we're passing like Levi. Okay. So he says, hadnu svar de kamon. That's the svar of the early ones. V'ikam man de polig b'ha milsa. V'omar de hilchot kavasi de Rav. B'hai. But some argue, and this is basically the Shita of Tosus, right? That no, it's true we paskin like Rava here, but by the Tzli we paskin like Rav. The Hamastavra Taima. Mehaditanya. Yeah. So why is it Mastavra? Because it says like this. Harode paschama. This is the Gemara Pesachim, right? Harode paschama v'nosno pichove shel yayin shel truma. Let's get the argument straight. If you take hot bread and you put it on the opening of a chavis of yayin shel truma, Rabbi Meir oser, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi matir b'shel chitim v'osa b'shel saorim, neisha saorim shel avos. Okay, so how do they go? So you have the hot bread on top of the yayin shel truma. So Rabbi Meir says it's oser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. And Rabbi Yossi says it's only usher by the Seorim, because they draw in. V'omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish b'pas chama v'chavas psucha kuli amalo pligi de usher. Right, everybody agrees. They're not arguing if it was hot bread on top of an open barrel. Right? V'hai boser shchuta shetzolu and boser nevela kipas chama v'chavis psucha dami. So that's their argument. Their argument is that what? Their argument is that Reish Lakish says everybody agrees by pas chama and chavis psucha that it's asr. So this is basically the same thing. Heter and nevela and shchuta cooking in the same oven is basically what pas chama and chavis psucha. That's one argument. That's one argument. That it's the same. It's the same as the open. In other words, what are they saying? Just to put to the how are they comparing it? They're saying that you have the source. You have the source is the tzli of the nevela is the source is there. And you have a good collector. You have a hot nose. They're saying pas chama on chavis psucha means an unobstructed source. It's not like the closed pot. It's an unobstructed source of reach, right? In other words, they're considering it the full reach. And you have a good collector. A hot object is a good collector. So you have the good source and the good collector. That's what they say.
Are we saying that now?
Okay, anyway, so then what's the other case? Oh, so that's how they're learning. They're learning that it's, they're not mechalek between the types, between the reach, like we were saying the other day. They're saying that there's one form of reach, and then there's only a question of closed barrel means it's obstructed, means it's not pure. It's obstructed. And the key issue is whether you have something that's collate to the reach. So a hot object will absorb the reach, readily absorb. So there's no difference between pas chama on a chavis psucha and tzli. The tzli is producing the reach, and the other one is hot to absorb. Okay, and the other raya is the hatani rav kahana bar chinina saba pas she'ofa imat tzli osur la'ochla bekutach. Okay, this is a more serious raya. This is a more serious raya. That he paskin, Rav Kahana bar Chinina Saba said that if you bake bread with tzli, right, not talking about iser, not talking about nevela and shchuta, everything is kosher. You have kosher meat cooking in the oven, and you're baking bread in the same oven. So what does he say? He says you can't eat that bread with milk. You can't eat that bread with butter. And also, vahi binisa de'atvi ba'adi bisra. And also, he said, and also they had a case of fish that was roasted in an oven with meat. And he also, and Rava Miparzika said, you can't eat that fish with milk, because there's the time of the meat, as the reich of the meat. So you see, these were much later shitas, much later Amorayim, and they're in the shita of Rav. Right? So that's their arguments. Their arguments are what? That they're saying there's no difference between the open barrel and the warm bread on the one hand and the tzli. That they're saying is the same. That's a svara side. Al pi svara they're saying that. And lehalacha they're saying that and they're saying, we see empirically, the later Amorayim paskin like Rav in the tzli case. Right? In other words, they're saying, we know the pas chama is definitely asura. That's the divrei hakol. So we should therefore say like Rav. Because the open, I mean, how are they going to learn? They're going to learn that Levi is going to, I mean, it's not so posh that raya. Because Levi, what's Levi going to say? Right? But they're saying, we hold like that. We hold the Paschama as a surah. So therefore, we should also hold that the tzli is asr. And also, we see that there were cases that the later Amoraim paskin like Rav, namely by the case of basar and lechem. Okay, so he says like this: Va'ana lo ista vira lon elakid the pasuk kamoizal. We don't buy it. We hold like the original, like the old poskim, like the early poskim. The hani rayos the dochu buhu lepisko de kamoi islu de chiyosa, and what they try to push off the psak of the kadmoi, we can that can be pushed off. Their rayos can be knocked off. You want to do all the things over here? Okay. How do you knock off the rayos? All right, whatever. We'll see. We'll see what you know. He's like this: Daha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Lo avi raya lemidchi lahad levi. Verova. The levi rabbi who? Havi legavi reish lakish. Pick up interesting facts. Okay, let's get the Gemara out. You gotta get the flow of the Pesachim. You have the Pesachim? Yeah. So just to straighten out the Shakla Vitarius, how's it going? Ayin Vav on the days. So it goes like this. The Gemara brings in the question of Rav and Levi, right? Do we say that? Do we say that what? Bosar shchutosh tzalum bosar nevela is aser because of recha milsa, or do we say no recha lav milsa? So the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Mari kitanai. So Rav Mari said, look. Let's say that this machlokus of Rav and Levi is really a machlokus tanaim. Okay. Let's say it's a machlokus tanaim. All right. How? Because the Brisa says like this: Harode paschamo Mishnah. Harode paschamo. Right, the warm bread on top of the barrel of yayin. Rabbi Meir Osir, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yossi Matib Shochitim Vosim Shosorim Neishasom Shovos. Okay, so you have machlokas, right? You have a machlokas. Why can't we say this machlokas, that machlokas? They're also arguing about recha, right? They must be arguing about recha. So, well, why don't we just say that Rabbi Meir, that Rav is like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is like Levi, and Levi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So the Gemara is like this. And Rabbi Yossi, I don't know what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. Okay. My lav tanoihi, the marsova recha lav milsihi, marsova recha milsi. That's the machlokas tanoim. Let's say that's what the tanoim are arguing about. Right? Let's say that's what the tanoim are arguing about. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. Lelevi vaday tanayi. For Levi, there's no doubt it's a machlokas tanayim. Why? To Amar Recha lav milsa. Levi said Recha's lav milsa. Okay. So vaday milsa ke tanayi Amar. He had to be learning a machlokas tanayim. Dal korchach Rabbi Meir isle Recha milsi. Because Rabbi Meir says it's usher to put the hot bread on the yayin. Okay. So how could that be usher? That must be usher because of recha. There's no other way that that's usher, other than recha. Right? So Levi, who said recha lav milsa, must admit that there's a Tana that disagrees with him. He must admit that Rabbi Meir disagrees and holds recha milsa. Because otherwise, why would Rabbi Meir say it's usher? V'chein Rabbi Yossi. And it also seems Rabbi Yossi holds recha milsa. And if you're going to say that he's like one Tana, he's going to have to say, I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now Levi would seem has no choice but to say, to admit that he is like, at best, he's like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He can't say all the time agree with me. It's not possible, because how could all the time agree with you with Recha Lav Milsa, then the bread is going to be usher? From what? So Levi has to say it's a machlokas tanayim. But does Rav have to say it's a machlokas tanayim? That's the question. Does Rav have to say that there's a machlokas tanaim about recha. So it would seem yes, because Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, right? So the Gemara says not so simple. L'rav na neima tanahi amaloch rav. No, Rav will say kuli alma recha milsi. Rav will say no. My shita is l'kuli alma. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's mutter? La vitmar lo dahi oma rabba bar barchan am resh lokesh bepas cham and chavos psucha divrei kol asr. Bepasnes chavos magufa divrei kol mutter. Lo nech lo pas cham and chavos chsuma. Pasnes chavos psucha. So, of course, don't you know what resh lokesh said? What did resh lokesh say? Resh lokesh said this whole machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is only in two cases. It's only in the cases where the reach is compromised, or the catcher is compromised. Either the source is compromised or the sink is compromised. Right. So, but if the barrel is open and the pas is warm, everybody agrees it's awesome. So you see, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda not arguing about Recha Milsa. They're just arguing about how far you go with Recha Milsa. Everybody agrees in the pure case, Recha Milsa, the hot bread and the warm and the open barrel. And that's because Recha Milsa. So Rav will say, so you see, Vaha Nami, and my case of the roasting of the tzli is Kipas Chama V'Chavas Psucha Dami. So that's what Rav will say. Rav will say they don't argue by pas cham and chavas psucha, and I'm saying it's the same thing as pas cham and chavas psucha, right? So that was their argument. That was their first raya, right? From Reish Lakish. Right? That was their raya from Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish says it's pas cham of chavas psucha. So he says that's very nice raya, if you hold from Reish Lakish. But Levi was Reish Lakish's rebbe, and he obviously didn't learn this way, because if he learned this way, he couldn't hold that the tzli is mutter. So Levi is definitely arguing with Reish Lakish. There's no way around that, right? Because if Levi agrees with Reish Lakish, then he has no shita, right? So what are you trying to bring me a raya from Reish Lakish against Levi? That's no kasha. That Levi was Reish Lakish's rebbe. V'lo havi remembered Reish Lakish kushi alei Levi. Okay, so that one is gone. That raya is out the window, right? Okay, good. V'rava nami dehu basra. Halo svirle had the Reish Lakish, and Rav also was later. So you have two. You have getting from both ends. Levi was his rebbe, so he doesn't have to worry about Reish Lakish. And Rav was a basra, and he didn't hold from him. So you see, Levi is gone. I mean, Reish Lakish is gone. Okay. Because that's the psa. That's how we generally say hilchosa basra. Hilkakad misalekis lahai memor d'Reish Lakish mehocha. So what do you get when you remove the memor of Reish Lakish? What do you get when you remove Reish Lakish's interpretation that they're only arguing about the middle case? You get the fact that they're arguing about everything. Right? They're arguing about everything. They're arguing even about the hot bread and the open barrel. Right?
How do you get that?
Because the plain shot, and the plain shot is that the plain shot says harode paschama v'nosnal pichavis yayin shatruma. They're arguing. The plain shot of the case is it doesn't say anything about the. It doesn't say the dafka when the barrel is closed. It just says if you take hot bread and you put it on top of a barrel of wine, Reb Meir says it's asr and Reb Yehuda says it's mutter. Levi is the one who came in and said that's only when it's chasum, when it's closed or open and cold. But if it's hot and opened, then everyone agrees it's usher. But that was Reish Lakish's. Did I say Levi? I meant Reish Lakish. That was Reish Lakish's ukimta. Reish Lakish says you got to say the Mishnah is only talking about a specific case. But without his ukimta, the Mishnah's talking about the pashut case, hot bread on top of an open barrel. Right? That's right. So that's he dispatches with Reish Lakish pretty quickly. Now, but what about, that's really not difficult to get rid of Reish Lakish. But what about the other cases? Those are a little more difficult. Yeah. He says, Hilkach kad mishnah. So when you get rid of, oh, let's finish it off. I'm sorry. So when you remove Reish Lakish's ukimta, so what do you get? All you get is that Rav is like Rebbe Meir and Levi is like Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Because Rebbe Meir says it's Asr, Rebbe Yehuda says it's Mutter. Like the Gemara first wanted to say, like Rav Mari wanted to say. Rav Mari said, let's say this whole thing is a straight Machlokas Tanayim. So what was he thinking? He was thinking that Rav is like Rebbe Meir and Levi is like Rebbe Yehuda. It's only the Gemara said, no, you can't, maybe Rav will say, I'm not like a Machlokas Tanayim. That was Reish Lakish. But without Reish Lakish, it's just straight. Rav is like Rebbe Meir and Levi is like Rebbe Yehuda. Now, here's the question. When Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are going up against each other, whose side do you want to be on? So the Rish says, V'kaimelon the Rebbe Meir Rav Yehuda, lach Rav Yehuda. That's the klal. When Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda argue, we hold like Rav Yehuda. So you get rid of Reish Lakish. Now you throw everything back down to Rav being like Rebbe Meir and Levi being like Rav Yehuda. And we have a rule. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, lach like Rav Yehuda. Just like that? Okay. V'lo od. Ela de Rebbe Yossi nami l'inyin recha ki Rebbe Yehuda sovar leg. Now this is interesting. What do you do with Rebbe Yossi? That's the question. Where does Rebbe Yossi fit into this picture? Because he's saying the Paschama and the Chavis Psucha are mutter. Unless it's Seorim. So is he a Recha guy or not a Recha guy? Is he a Recha Milsa or a Recha Lav Milsa? If he's Recha Milsa, so why is he saying the Chitim is Aser? And if he's Recha Lav Milsa, how could it be Aser? This is the first major clue. This, I think, is the first major clue of what the Rif is really thinking about. So what does he say? He says, Rabbi Yossi namilin recha ki Rabbi Yehuda savalei. How does he come out with recha? Lav milsa. He holds recha lav milsa. So what is he arguing about? De lo polig Rabbi Yossi alei de Rabbi Yehuda ele b'seorim ipnesha seorim shoavos gufo shayayim. Amazing statement.
He's talking about the bread?
The bread. The barley bread absorbs the guf hayayin. Not just chitim, just gets the reach hayayin. But seorim gets the guf hayayin. But where does he get the guf hayayin from? Doesn't have a straw.
Also
not dunked in wine.
I guess because it's drier and so.
I'm not saying what causes it to be shoev more, but I'm saying it is in the reach of the ayin. Right? We're not talking about dunking like Chaim says. It's not dunking. So it's just on top of the barrel. So what does he mean? It's getting the guf ayin. How? It doesn't have access to the guf ayin. All it is in the reach of the ayin. And if reach alav milsahi. So you can't get something from nothing. That's the klal we have. Can't get something from nothing. So it's in the Recha. Recha lav milsa. Where is it coming? How is it now going to get the guf hadavar? Yeah, Chaim. My problem. No, it's not like it's a magnet. It's not like the yayin is going to leap out of the barrel towards it. It's shoev, so it sucks it in. Yeah, draws it in. So I mean the only one possibility, I think a reasonable possibility, is what's the difference between the chitim and the seorim? What's the difference between the reach and the guf? What's the difference between the reich and the guf? We need nachi here. What's the difference between the reich and the guf? Concentration. No? Concentration.
Yeah, that's what we said yesterday, right?
Concentration. So you're saying if you have something that is shoev, now there's a difference, there's three things. You need, in other words, you can have something like the chitim that will just pick up the reach that goes through it. Okay? But the barley does more. It actually draws it into it. It's like a black hole for reach. It accumulates reach. There's one thing of saying that it will pick up reach. But there's a different thing to say it actually accumulates and multiplies and concentrates the reach within it. And at a certain point,
how does that work?
It's because, like you're saying, it's very dry. Whatever you're saying, it's some property of the barley. I don't know the property of the barley that's responsible for it. But he's saying what happens is you'll get a deeper concentration in the barley than in the air.
So basically, we're saying barley is its own case.
Barley is its own case.
Oh, you know what?
Would it be like rice?
Rice.
Barley will accumulate. Right, we're saying that. We're that's what we're saying. We're saying barley is a super absorber, and it will actually, it's like what they call like a repeater. You know what I mean? It'll accumulate more of a concentration in the barley than there was in the air. And he holds, when we say recha milsa, recha lav milsa, that means in the form of Reichas Lav Milsa. But if you could reconcentrate it, if you could somehow make it more concentrate, that would be Guf HaDavar. The difference between Reicha and Guf HaDavar is a matter of degree. It's a matter of degree. And Rabbi Yossi holds Reicha Lav Milsa, but he holds that barley is a different din, that it's considered to be more concentrated than the Reicha itself, and like the Guf HaDavar. That's what I think. Right. Okay. So, just to clarify, when we talk about reach, this is something very important to remember in general. When we talk about reach, we're not talking about zeya. Okay. Zeya is a different thing. Zeya is steam. Zeya is the steam of the thing. We're not talking about the steam. The steam of the thing is the thing. So if stuff is if there's condensation building up, putting something in the steam of a boiling pot is definitely the substance itself. But we're just talking about reah, just the fray, just the smell. Okay, but now he gets very creative. Okay, he says va'od deha detanya ein solim shnei psochim ke'echad. Kilevi daika. Okay, now he's just trying to say more. That what? I want to say, and furthermore, that brisa that they brought in was really more in line with Levi, right? Because it says it was mashma that it was talking about the mixing up of the gufos of the gufim, right? That plain shot is that the brisa was worried about mixing up whose pesach you're taking, not about the tam. Not about the reach. So that really was a good raya for Levi. And Rav had to say he was missing things, he had to change it around. It was a bit of a dachuk type of a learning of that braisa for Rav. The O Dikadayakta Lememra de Rav Mishkachasle Dishayach Bahu Memra Delay. Now this is very difficult. This is the most difficult part. This begins the difficult section of the riff. He says, when you look into Rav, What do you find? You find basically that Rav holds Mimbamino is Eina Batal. Okay? You find that Rav, he just quoted the Gemara that proves it. But the Gemara concludes that Rav holds Mimbamino la Batal. Okay? And the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. And who do we hold? We hold Shishim. In other words, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda, Mimbamino la Batal. We hold like the Rabbanan that everything is Shishim. Okay. So if we hold that, if even the Guf HaDavar, Afilu Nisari, if Gufo Shel Isser B'Davar Shel Heter, if we conclude the way we hold is that even when the Guf HaDavar is mixed in with Heter, then it's Mutter B'Shishim, Kol Shekein Merecha B'Alma, Dilo Asrin Anlei. Then we should certainly hold Reach as Batal. So now he's coming at it like from a different angle. Now he's saying like the Reicha is something, but it's Batal. That's like a funny, he now seems to be, right? He sounds like he's saying that that Rav, in order to maintain Reicha Milsa, you must hold from Mimbamino la Batal. He's trying to link up Reicha Milsa and Reicha Lav Milsa with the bigger machlokas of Mimbamino Batal or Mimbamino Eina Batal. And he's saying, Rav, who held Mimbamino Eino Batal, he could have the sheet of Reicha Milsa. Because it's just a little bit, it's true there's just a little bit, but even a little bit is not Batal according to Mimbamino. But we hold Mimbamino is Batal. So then what are you going to say? You're going to say, if I drop a big piece of meat into 60 other pieces of meat, that it's mutter, but a little smell is going to make it usher? Come on. Now there's a deep problem with this argument of the Rif. And that is what? That when does Rabbi Yehuda say Eino Batal Mimbamino? Right? But the cases of Reicha are even by Mimbish Eino Mino. That's a major difficulty in the Rif. That how could the Rif say you need to hold Mimbamino in Lo Batal in order to learn Reicha? That maybe is plausible in Reicha cases where it's Basar and Basar. But we have other cases of Reicha. Basar and Pas and Yayin, right? Those are Mimbish Eino Mino cases. So it's true Rav might hold by Mimbamino it's not Batal. And that might be enough to say Reicha is not Batal either. But Rav himself holds by Mimbish Eino Mino it's Batal B'Shishim. Right? So on the Eino Mino, he's just like us. Notice we only, when we say this in Machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, it's only in the case of Mimbamino. Right? So even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, there should only be a Nafkamina by the Mimbamino. So if you're going to tell me that Mimbamino lo Batal makes Reicha Milsa, and that's why Rav holds Reicha Milsa because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but by the Eino Mino he's just like the Rabbanan. By the Eino Mino it's Batal B'Shishim. So how could you say that Mimbamino is Eino Batal is what makes you hold Reicha, but yet even in an Eino Mino case you're going to say Reicha? The whole logic falls apart. The whole logic falls apart.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah.
So is he saying that they're both holding that it's like Milsa, it's an actual, it's like a thing?
Now he does seem to be thinking it is something, right? Take a look at the Ran. It says, Vahadatani Rav Kahana Pascha Ofa Imatzli, right? Ukamoshi causes of Bahalochos, Kitsas Divrei Rav Alfasizal. Bikan Ukamoshi causes of Bahalochos, Kitsas Divrei Rav Alfasizal, Bikan Eino Mechuvaran. Some of the things the Rif says here don't make any sense. the mashu cause of the rav l'taime the sphere lay the min b'mina lo botol afilu b'mashu, because he wants to say that why does rav hold by recha, because rav holds min b'mina is not botol. In other words, that's like the same thing. Min b'mina lo botol is equal to recha milsa, and if you don't hold min b'mina lo botol, you don't hold recha milsa. Right. Umishamachi aser berecha leisa. That doesn't make sense to say that min b'mina lo batal is recha milsa. Why? Tehamina lo begemar bepuklayu the talya bepluksa the pligi tanoya iberoda paschama v'nicho apichavus yayin shatruma. Because we said in the Gemara that the question of recha milsa also expresses itself on the bread and the wine. In the case of the bread and the wine, shehu min b'sheno mino. But bread and wine, everybody agrees to shishim, right? Vamrina the Reb Meir osir mishum to savalei the recha milsahi. V'rav Reb Meir, so the whole thing doesn't make sense. How could you tell me whenever there's a case of shishim, you can't hold from recha? And that's why Rav holds from Recha, because he holds from Isser Mashahu. But that's only true in a min b'mino. In a min b'shein amino, it's shishim, just like everybody else. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, so you see the Anshei Maram, he tries to work this out a little bit. He tries to work it out. He doesn't really know. He tries to work it out. He brings up the question, right? And he says at the very end, he says, "Veshema ain svar lechalek linyan recha, bain b'mino shelo b'mino." Maybe the riff is saying that there's no chilek in recha between mino and eino mino. In other words, all eino mino is like mino by recha, right? Dekol recha b'mino chashuv. Because even in every case of recha, you really can't taste it. V'rav alfasa lo omar dechada b'idach shaycha el al derech zeh. He only meant it like this. Dekol recha min b'mino havi. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say all recha cases, whether it's bread and wine, bread and meat, meat and meat, they all have a din of a min b'mino. And only if you hold from the din of min b'mino can you hold recha milsa.
What is the min in that case? The smell is the min?
He's saying, why is it all like min b'mino? Because it's all like a little bit of something that you can't taste. I don't know. Look, at least the Maram is trying to work it out. We have to. I'm just giving you something to look at. I have to think if we what he's trying to say over here.
What is he, pshat wise?
Is he saying like this? He's saying the phenomenon of recha per se is equivalent to a min b'mino case. Why? Because min b'mino means the iser and the heter mix in a way that you can't taste it, because they're the same. And recha also is like a mixing that you can't taste. So if you hold min b'mino lo batal, you're basically holding mixings that you can't taste or usher.
Isn't that any shishim case?
What's that?
Isn't that any batal shishim case though?
That's a good question. So then why min b'shein amino, whereas batal b'shishim, you still can't taste it, so why should it be mutter? No, but he means to say like this. He means to say, It's a tarovas that intrinsically you can't taste. Right? It's leka la meka mataima. That means you can't establish it one way or the other based on time. Because if I have two different types of foods, right, and they mix together in one cooking pot, so I can say, well, in some degree I'll be able to taste it, and in some degree I won't be able to taste it. So I can make a decision based on time. I can say I'll use time as a test. Because if I can taste it, it means there's a lot in here. And if I can't taste it, it means there's a little in here, right? But the expression leka lemeka mataima means there's no way to use tam as a test. So if I have two pieces of meat, one is shchuta and one is nevela, there's no way to taste the stew to determine how much iser is in there. It's impossible. because the Isser tastes exactly like the Heter. So it's Leka Lameka Mataima. It's a kind of a Tarovas that is not subject to the measure of Tam. So he wants to say that maybe that's what the Rif means. That Recha itself is always Leka Lameka Mataima. You never really get enough taste in there that you can really tell. So it's like, it doesn't matter if it's a Mimbamino, if it's a Mimbashen Amino, it's always Leka Lameka Mataima. And if you hold that a taroves, the leka lameka mataima, is aser, then all recha will also be aser. It's a good attempt. It's a very good attempt. Because otherwise you're just saying the Rif is crazy and doesn't know basic aleph base. I mean, obviously he knows the difference between a mimbamino case and a mimbashen amino case. He knows pas and yayin is not mimbamino. And nobody holds it. Even that's not bosa shmo, bosa taima, whatever you hold, pasan yayin, and not mimbamino. So he's trying to work it out. That what he means by mimbamino is a type of a tyroves that you can't really determine with your taste buds. Maybe you can smell it, but it's not tam. So that the Rif holds is that you have to be of the position that there's a min, that in a tarovis, the leka lameka mataima, that it's usur in order to hold from recha. And Rav holds that way, but we don't. So there's no basis anymore to say recha. We're not really saying svaras here. We're just, you know, putting down good foundations, good factual connections over here.
So according to them, Abai is always going to hold that whenever you have recha, going to be aser, no matter what, because it's always
going to
be a
mimbino
case, and it's
going to
be
loba,
no, it's not
going to
be
bata. So I guess he would say, right, that Abaye is learning like Rav. That's true. You mean how much? I mean, what's the shear? I guess then you just have to have a question of when do you say you have recha at all? Like Tosa says, if it's a very giant oven, maybe you'll say there's no recha. That's not called recha at all. It's even, nothing is getting in there. It has to be a certain amount that you say is getting in there. Once something is in there, it's in there for good. But if the smell is too diffused, maybe you'll say it's nothing anymore. But you're right. Whenever you have recha, it'll always be usher. There's no mutter cases, no. Only mutter if you say it's not recha. But this is definitely the way, I mean, he definitely is learning it has to do with bittel. Because that's the whole next section. That he wants to say, therefore, also, that's why you can't eat the bread that was cooked with meat. Why? Because even Levi, who says recha lav milsa, he only said it b'dieved. That's a really nice chiddush of the Rif. You probably couldn't get this far, before in the amount of time we had for the preparation. But if you look over the rest of what he says in this light, you'll see he has an idea like that. He wants to say that if you would eat, why is it usher? Because if I would eat the bread that was cooked with the meat with milk, that would be like lechatchila. That's his chiddush. He has a new idea of l'chatchila. Normally we say b'di'evad means it was already cooked. So one, so if it's true you shouldn't cook bread with meat, l'chatchila. But once you did it, it's b'di'evad. He says no. He says, since you can eat it now with milk, so to eat it, since you can eat it with meat, because it's fleishig, it has the reach of the meat, to eat it with the milk would be like l'chatchila doing it. And Levi only said it's mutter b'di'evad. Even Levi, who says recha lav milsa, is only b'di'evad. So you see clearly that the Rif is learning recha lav milsa doesn't literally mean that it's zero. Right? Why? Because it's subject to accumulation in Sa'orim according to Rabbi Yossi. And it's really basically mutter through some sort of a bittel, he's saying. And that's why l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. Right? And that's his last position, his last shita, that it even could have the status of a davar sheyesh lo matirin, which is a principle of bittel, that we don't say bittel when there's something, when there's a heter, when there's a heter intrinsic to the thing. All right, that's basically the facts. But it has to be a thing. In order to say Davashish the Matirin is Usher, it has to be a thing that would be Batal. So you see clearly he's not learning Recha Lav Milsa, that it's just like light waves or something. It's not like nothing. It's not like just a zero. It's a not enough is what it is. It's a not enough. It's not a milsa on its own. It's not a milsa of Isser in its own on its own. But it is something that is mut, that it is something that has a, that has a, that's mutter because it's not enough. In other words, it's a matter of shear. It's a matter of shear. So once it's a matter of shear, it's subject to an increase in shear. But it's also mutter because of bittel. Because bittel is really a heter of shear. All right, let's see if we can work it out a little more.